Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech Shabbos, and today we are up to parak test Mishnayis, Hey and Vav. So now we're going back to our regularly scheduled program of discussing the issues of how much of different items you're chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Hamotzi etzim k'dei levashal beit sakala. If a person carries out wood, the amount of wood that would be the firewood to make a fire that you could cook an egg, an easily cooked egg, like a chicken egg, on that fire. Tavlin k'dei letabel beit sakala. How much spice would you need to carry out in order to be chayiv? The amount that you would need to season an egg, to spice an egg, and different kinds of spices will combine with each other to equal that shear. Klipei agozim, klipei rimonim, asatis upua kedei litzboa behen begit katan bisvacha. That the minimum amount of shells of a nut or pomegranate peels or things like that, which different dye plants that they make dye from, is if it makes enough dye to color the small cloth that a woman wears on whatever it is that she wears on her head, meaning she would have her basic hair head covering. And then she'd have a small cloth to top it off. So enough dye to color that small cloth to top it off. Meira glayim, Nesaru Boris, Kamunya Va'ashlag, Kdelchabis ben Begir Katan Besvacha. The minimum amount of urine or alum or soap or a salt wort, whatever that is, or ashlag, these are all different things that are used as detergents, as cleaning items, so enough to wash that small cloth that's on the top of a woman's head. Rabbi Yudomer, Kdelchavir Alakesem, that the when it comes to these detergents, the minimum amount that you chayiv for carrying on Shabbos is enough to be Ma'avir on a kesem to put over a kesem to see whether the kesem is in fact blood or not. I mean, if a woman finds a kesem, a stain of blood, and she doesn't know, is this damnida or is it just some paint or something like that? So there are shivasam manim, there are different detergents that you put over it to identify its whether it, you could see if the stain stays even after all these detergents are put on it. Then you know that it's not blood, because blood would come out after with these detergents. So the amount that you would need in order to apply this test. Mishnah Vav. So Pelpelis Kolshu. There are some things that if you carry on Shabbos, there is no minimum shear. You chayiv for even a tiny amount, like a Pelpelis, a type of peppercorn. The itron kolshuhu. Itron also is something that we'd use to cure headaches, and even just a tiny amount of it is enough to heal a person. Different types of spices or metals, even a kolshuhu. If you take out a stone that broke off of the mizbeach, or dirt from the mizbeach, mekek svarim umekek mitpachoseim kolshuhu, remains of svarim, of scrolls, or decayed remains of the wrappings around scrolls, you're chayiv for even a kol shu shematznius on the gunzon, because people would put them away in order to put them in geniza, to put them in a safe place, even in the tiniest amounts, because they're holy. When you're dealing with holy things, even tiny amounts of them, people are going to be very careful about. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamotzi mimisham she'avod zchavim kol shu, even someone who takes out things that were used as misham she'avod zara, things that were used to serve avodah zarah, also in any amount. Because we see that the Torah says you're not allowed to have anything from avodah zarah. So the pasuk is telling us by making an isser on even the tiniest amounts, it's telling us that even the tiniest amounts are considered to be significant, and therefore b'kol shehu it's going to be asir. So Mishnah Hay taught us that the minimum shear of wood is to cook a chicken egg. The minimum shear of spices is to spice an egg. The minimum shear of different dyes is to dye the small cloth on the top of a woman's head covering. And the minimum shear of detergent is a machlokas. Some say to wash the small cloth on the woman's head covering, and Rabbi Yehuda says in order to be able to use to determine whether dam is dam nido or just a stain. And then Mishnah Vav, we said there are certain things that there is no minimum shear, no matter how tiny an amount of it you carry. On Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, and that includes pilpeles and itran and different types of besamim and matachos, avne mizbeach, afar mizbeach, mekek svarim, mekek mitpachoseim, which are holy things. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, even misham she'avod zara, because the Torah itself tells me that misham she'avod zara, even if it's mu'uma, if it's any amount of it, that's considered to be something that is significant. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, and then Be'ez Hashem move on to Perek Yud of Masechet Shabbos.